Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone having an awesome day. And as always, 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 got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to grow. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles with infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their craft or just been living out their dreams. It also inspires me to know when I touch and inspire someone who has took my advice or just started their ideal dream business. So, again, y'all, remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, I always tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. If this is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, I'm looking for my independent artist to email me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your content on the show. Last week on the show, I had a hot rapper out of Dallas, Texas. Today on the show, got Houston's own producer, Papa Roo, with me today. He's definitely going to be telling us his new latest projects and everything. Gonna drop a blast from the past for you, and when I come back, gonna give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right. Got a blast from the past.
Read me.
Y'all, I'm back. Gonna give you a little dirt, just a little dirt, not a lot. If y'all tuned in to our Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta, you know what went on. So what y'all think's gonna happen with Jocelyn and my boy Stephen J? He was gonna tell us, Snoop Dogg told him to be honest and tell us what really that he smashed Althea, but he took it another route. He ain't going to tell him right now. You know, I think he should have went on and told him, but he going to get it, though. Also, Mimi felt the need to go back to her girls and discuss again about this tape, which really makes me upset because the girls know, to me, okay, it don't matter. The tape is out now, so just go with the flow, be with it, and leave it alone. She didn't leak it out. It don't matter how it was leaked out. It was done, and that's what makes me mad. But what y'all think about this Nico being married? I'm kind of upset with her, you know. I mean, with him not being forefront and honest with her. I don't know. Also, what else was going on? You had old girl Waka Flocka. The wife is trying to get pregnant now. And, you know, maybe they'll be lucky and have their baby. So hopefully that'll go down. I don't know, y'all. Give y'all another blast from the past. And when I come back, gonna have my boy Papa Roo up in here So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right. Got glass from the past.
I was gone, yeah.
Today on the show, got my Trinidad hip-hop singer, rapper, producer. Hey, y'all, this gentleman is truly busy. Got my Papa Roo in the studio. What's up, Papa Roo?
Yeah, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. I'm glad you had the fine time to call me today.
Okay, no problem. You already know. Hey, for my number one bloggers, I always got time.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, tell my listeners a little bit what's going on with you.
Well, you know, I've been in hibernation for about the past couple of years. You know, the last thing they heard from me was probably that they put it in the air with me and Rick Ross.
Okay.
You know, that was the last thing. We had the remix with me, Zero, and Rick Ross. So if you don't have it, you could go online and, you know, support your boy on iTunes. You know, it's on iTunes.
We definitely need to put it
in the air and the original with Rick Ross.
Okay.
But now, I have a new project. I have two mixtapes out right now, which is the Rude Boy Volume 1, Rude Boy Volume 2.
Okay.
We're just getting them prepared for this new project, which is called Source Code.
Okay. Source Code.
Yes.
Oh. Where you come up with that name?
Well, basically, you know, a lot of things was inspired by what I've been doing over the years, and a lot of people don't mention it or whatever, but in this new project, it's really speaking out and letting them know where it all originated from. Like, when it comes to the one of the first foreigners to go on the underground hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people compare me and Akon together. They compare me and Sean Kingston. But you got to remember, who was before all these guys?
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right.
So where it all came from. I'm the source code. I'm the code for this.
Oh, right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. You're making my blood burn over here. Well, tell my listeners, how did you first get into the rap game? How did you get into the music industry?
To be honest with you, you know, when I came from Trinidad and Tobago, you know, I went to Jack Yates High School in Houston. You know, Houston always been my home. So, you know, believe it or not, I was a field goal kicker for my football team because, you know, we never played football in the Caribbean.
Really?
Yes. So what I used to do, like the reggae type stuff, singing in the bus to hype the team up. And believe it or not, if it wasn't for Jack Yates High School, I would probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
You know, and the football team.
Okay. Well, what kind of music did you listen to growing up?
Honestly, in the islands, I was always a hip-hop head. I was Doggy Fresh, Slick Rick. I was a hip-hop head.
Okay. You said hip-hop head.
In the islands, I was one of the guys in the islands following the hip-hop culture.
Okay.
So it was an easy transition for me to come from there to the U.S. and not and blend in, putting my flavor to it, you know?
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little bit about your label, your record label, or?
Well, my label is Rue Music, Inc. Been around for the past, like, going on 8, 9 years.
Okay.
I released at least 6 albums independently. You know, and I'm one of the cats that owns all his masters.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? A lot of people can't really say that. You know, and right now we're just moving forward right now with the new project, putting things in perspective, which, like I said, the Source Code, which the first singles are The Big Shotters with me, Bun B, featuring Bun B and Elephant Man.
Okay.
Big Shotters. Y'all can get that on iTunes also.
Okay, so that's ready now for us to go and buy?
Yeah, that's ready. Big Shotters is already online also.
Okay.
Yes. And, of course, the new joint, Winning.
Okay.
Winning, a lot of stuff inspired me for Winning, so this record is really root digging deep down and expressing itself like it never did before.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How was the collaboration with Rick Ross? I heard a lot of people say he's tough to work with. Is he?
Rick ain't tough to work with at all. The thing is, I know Rick for a whole lot of years because none of the people know that Rick was over there when Swell House, when Tony Draper, you know. People don't even know that.
See, I didn't know that. I just heard rumors that, you know, he was like kind of really tough or bossy to work with.
Rick is good dude, so. And at the end of the day, we both respected each other's talent.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. But you Houston's own, though. So you ours.
Yes, you know?
You know who I would love to see you collaborate with is T.I. Would you want to do some collaboration with him?
Oh, man, me and T.I. will kill
it. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, we'll kill it.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you got a tight schedule. For young OGs that's coming up or people that want to get into the music industry, what words of wisdom would you tell them?
The words of wisdom I have is don't never take no for an answer.
Okay.
Never take no for an answer and faith. That's the two things.
Okay.
First, you got to have faith, and faith will help you never take no for an answer.
That's true.
Because your faith is, you know where you're going.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, nothing won't stop, so that means you will never let nothing, you know, from that.
Yeah. You know, I tell a lot of the young rappers, they call me for interviews. I always tell them, you also got to have a passion for what you want to do. You know, if you don't have that passion, that drive, it's not going to be successful. It won't get out there. You got to keep pushing it. Well, thank you today for calling in, Papa Roo. You have made my day.
Well, no problem. And anything for the bloggers out there, y'all go to papareu.com. And you'll see everything on there. You might see my bank account info. You ain't no telling.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
That was my boy, Papa Roo, y'all. Ooh, if I tell you I love him and I love my put it in the air. I like that little jam. All right, y'all. That's going to wrap up today's show. If you want to hit me up at opentalk2y'all.com. You got any ideas, anything you want to share, just the words of wisdom, if you just want to say hello, hit me up, 347-215-6288, or email me at opentalk2yahoo.com. Also, want to send Open Talk 2 condolences to the Robin Williams family. That was a devastating blow to the entertainment industry that happened. So, again, I want to just send my condolences to Robin Williams and lift them up in prayer. All right, y'all. See y'all next week. Y'all have a blessed week, a blessed weekend, and I'll be back next Tuesday, and I will have Miss Farrah Brown from the Single Moms Club, so she'll definitely be up in here with me. Also, got a hot artist coming up out of Africa, so y'all definitely got to stay tuned with that. Then I'm going to have one of my preachers of L.A. back on here. So y'all definitely got to sing to that with me as well. All right, y'all. I'm out of here.